beats.
These are the sounds that keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to World Beat Canada.
Time to reopen the great debate about vinyl versus digital. A recent article asks, do you think vinyl escaped the loudness war? The answer is both depressing and compressing. Vinyl has always been touted as providing sound quality truest to the original master recording. The argument stands. Digital MP3s compress the snot out of the signal to provide a consistent listening level. And in the process, or processing if you like, the industry is limiting the dynamic range of the music. But the bitter truth is, new music on vinyl can suffer the same squeeze, or worse, it can be pressed from a heavily compressed digital master, which negates the supposed vinyl advantage. Prince's Purple Rain is cited as an example of a modern record that was heavily compressed. I never liked that record, so I can't comment. The truth remains, in the early 2000s, recordings started getting louder because the record companies believe loudness commands attention, as opposed to the truth, which is quieter passages make you listen more intently. For what it's worth, my experience with both vinyl and digital is this. A record pressing is already affected by many sources outside of the grooves. There are external noises to contend with, like platter rumble and tone arm vibration, unless you spend the big bucks on a Thorns or some other exotic brand of turntable. All the while, the grooves themselves get damaged from repeated plays. After all, it's a diamond stylus ripping through a soft plastic channel again and again, creating ticks and pops along the way. The technology of modern record pressing dates to the 1930s, by the way. If dynamic range is more important to you, don't choose vinyl over digital. Choose artists for whom dynamic range is also important. The sonic architects, sound designers, DJ producers, and like-minded bands. Yes, I agree. A vinyl recording of Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon or Steely Dan's Asia provides the optimal listening experience, but only the first time you play them. I'm Cal Coat. Share your thoughts with World Beat Canada on social media if you like. Pick and choose your labels if you're looking for sonic brilliance. Real World Records never disappoints. Here's a two-headed single from Mali and French duo Saraba. This is our debut of Dana Calais on the Real World X imprint from World Beat Canada Radio.
Even gosto da brisa que passa na beira da pele, passando assim nos seus cabelinhos. Galega de sol, se pegou no virar. Eu não sabia que cê curtia vir aqui. Te vir aqui me fez sorrir, feliz com os meus pensamentos. Da vez que vi, cê tava era lá na cidade. Cabeça parecia cheia, olhar que parecia longe. Eu sei, a gente vem aqui pra conversa com o mar. Gosto da brisa que passa na beira da pele, passando mansinho nos seus cabelinhos. Galega de sol, se pegou no viral. Galega de sol, se pegou. Eu sei, a gente vem aqui pra conversa com o mar. Na certa, que a água salgada que vai nos curar. E as ondas que passam ligeiras, assim como a vida inteira, varram toda a dor. Passa na beira da pele, passando mansinho nos seus cabelinhos. Galega de sol, sinto seu cheiro chegando na beira da praia com a felicidade.
Sinto seu cheiro chegando na beira da praia com a felicidade. Sim.
Sinto seu cheiro chegando na beira da praia com a felicidade de todos. Agora eu tenho mais, ficou muito melhor. Não há nada tão bom, não, que não se possa melhorar. Já vinha pra ver a beleza do sol. Agora eu tenho mais, ficou muito melhor. Não há nada tão bom, se possa melhorar.
Gosto da brisa que passa na beira da pele, passando mansinho nos seus cabelinhos. Sinto seu cheiro chegando na beira da praia com a felicidade de todo domingo.
The good people at Putumayo have a great way to get into the global groove through their compilations. That's a brand new one called Brazilian Party, featuring Samba do Ernesto with Mestra Madurenga and Galega de Sol. And before that, Saraba and Damba Calais. It's a two-headed single which was recently recorded at the studios of Real World, and hopefully it turns into an album sometime soon. Great sounds. Here is Teke Teke, a band we discovered last week. And they have an album called Kill Rockstars. They're a Montreal Japanese septet. This is Doppelganger from World Beat Canada Radio.
Shimmy,
Diversity and collaboration are key to Canada's community of world beaters. More beats from your own backyard from Ferreira and Baila. That's the music of Telmo Ferreira from Toronto. Straight ahead on this episode of World Beat Canada Radio. Thanks for joining me. I'm Cal Cote.
Dale.
Faço pouco, falo pouco, o que digo, digo pouco. Se eu faço, faço pouco, o que digo, que eu digo. I don't believe in what you call purity. It's an archaic fallacy that doesn't belong to me. Skip conversation, you could do less. Me dá beijo and come to my bed. Don't mind if they're watching, as long as I'm fed. I get off, you get out, I eat bread.
Falo pouco, o que digo, digo pouco. Se eu faço, faço pouco. O que digo, faço pouco. Falo pouco, o que digo, digo pouco. Se eu faço, faço pouco. O que digo, that's not what I mean. I don't want your purity. Tell me what you want from me. I can play your fantasy. Deixa de papo, sai dessa bed. Me dá beijo, come to my bed. Me diz baixinho o que você quer.
I get off, you get up, I eat.
Get out, I eat bread. No, 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 no
One of the best albums of 2024 was Bread from Sophie Tucker, and they've teamed up with the unmistakable Sal George for the butter version of Bread, the title track from last year's album, and the new album is going to be called Butter, a perfect pairing. This is new for Grecia Alban. We discovered her last week. She is from Ecuador, and her new album is called Cloud Jungle, and it really paints a picture of the mist hanging over the Oriente, the Amazonian jungle of Ecuador. Grecia Alban and Ukunan, another debut just for you from World Beat Canada Radio. Step in here just for a sec to introduce our touch of the familiar. We go right back to the 70s and the great breezy music of Seals and Crofts. And this is the Monophonics from the Bay Area of San Francisco and a new EP called Mirrors. It's their Summer Breeze. Your touch of the familiar from World Beat Canada Radio. to date myself, but that tune really brings back some memories. Monophonics with Seals and Crofts, Summer Breeze, Your Touch of the Familiar. Next, we dig back into our music vault for a couple of surprises. That's straight ahead. Stay tuned. This is World Beat Canada Radio. I'm Cal Cote.
Please recharge and try again. Insufficient to make a call. Please recharge and try again.
Nobody.
Pesa Esengo Na Motema. That is the Bosque remix of the London Afrobeat Collective. And before that, Ma Superstar featuring DJ Mapula and Batida and their remix. That was Airtime and the traditional rhythms of Botswana with some nice looping and electronics. Sonic architect Bayuka hails from Catoria in northwestern Spain. Together with Azaro, here is Joreri from World Beat Canada Radio.
Sen recari, shorieri minzo sen recari.
Arthur C. Clarke said, "The future ain't what it used to be, and the future of music is global." That is Black Jacks from Johannesburg and their album Abantu with Mega Mali Mansa Musa. Bayuko is in there too with Zaro and Joreri. Water is a precious resource to us here on the wet West Coast. You would think maybe not. We have an abundance of it, and we want to keep it that way. From a project called Tiny House Warriors, designed to create a mini village for displaced people on indigenous lands, Adam Shake featuring Kinney Star and Chase Iron Eyes. Who will save our water? We'll find out next on World Beat Canada Radio. I'm Cal Coat.
When we say mini, we choni. It means water is life, but it also, we say that because those phrases come from a sacred and cosmic relationship with water, taking into our being the origin of water, which is connected to the creation of the universe. This foremost spirit sacrificed its own power and its own blood, which is now water, and the blue dome around the earth, in order to create the universe. So when we say Mini Wichoni, we recognize that water is life, that we're connected to it, that we are formed in sacred water in the womb, and that those sacred powers that are in water are also inside of us. So we say water is life with very powerful meaning and depth.
enjoyed that on last week's program, doing a power punk palate cleanser. There's another one from Ultra Bomb. That is Kingston, Ontario's Finney McConnell with Greg Norkin, the bass player for Husker Du, and Derek O'Brien from Social Distortion, and a brand new album called Dying to Smile. We are produced and recorded through the facilities of Calcopyra Communications. Check out Kelt and a Twist with Patricia Fraser. Find us on social media and Substack, and do subscribe to our weekly e-blast at worldbeatinternational.com, the homepage. Thanks to our subscribing stations. We'll take this home with Jamie Ospina, a brand new recording called The Vessel. He's a Colombian multi-instrumentalist. We're hearing El Viento, but our last word we'll give to Jacqueline Woodson, who said, diversity is about all of us and about us having to figure out how to walk through this world together.